Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live in living color, usually on 101.5, but I think some kind of outside something or other got in one of the electronic boards out at the tower, so we're over on the 102.7 this morning. But we're getting ready to have a great show here in a few minutes. Got Mr. Mike Powell from over at Volunteer State Community College. I think that's what it's still called.
It better be.
We're going to talk a little bit about him for a little bit, about what all the things, the great things that are going on over there, and all the things that Volunteer State does that really throughout our entire region here, working with our schools and our students. And we're going to talk to him quite a bit. But before we get started, I'd like to thank everyone that makes this show possible with our help from the Chamber of Commerce and the Three Star Group that make these things possible, and then, of course, all of the great fine sponsors that we have that help make this possible. And if you'd like to be one of the sponsors, you know, we can take care of that. Just let me know, and we'll get you signed up. And we're always looking for sponsors, but also want to remind everyone that about halfway through the show today, we'll be giving away one of our birthday prizes. We'll take care of that. And we don't know of any big public service announcements we need to make. We need to get the word out to folks that here on February the 17th, we'll be having an evening of Lola Jean Dillon. We have a great group of vocalists lined up, a lot of our local folks, a house band is going to be working, and that, like I said, it's on February the 17th, and we'll be getting out some more information on that. And of course, you know, everyone knows, not everyone, but we're trying to get everyone to remember and to know who Lola Jean Dillon is, our world-famous songwriter from just right here in Clay County, specifically out at Moss, and her career and all the different songs that she's had recorded by numerous artists, many making the top 10. And we want to, you know, get the word out on that, and we'll have some tickets for sale here before long over at the banks and the chamber. So, and we'll be really trying to hype that and get information out in the local papers and anywhere else we can. With that, though, I think we'll take a little short break, work in a few words from our sponsor here, and come back. We're going to get started with Mr. Mike Powell.
Thank you.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through
Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. Once we know, we've got one other great announcement to make here, and that is this coming Tuesday night with the basketball game with Jackson County, we will be inducting our annual class of members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. And we'll be doing that, I think we always do that between games, and we've got four great athletes that are going into our Hall of Fame this year. And I'll briefly give their names here. Trent Bowles is one of them, a great little basketball player here at Clay County High School a few years ago. And then also Miss Sydney Birdwell is her married name now. She was on the girls' basketball team that hit the big shots that won the girls' state tournament for us. She's being inducted. And then also from Salina High School, we have two athletes from Salina High School, one being Miss Teresa Neiman, who played basketball here, and was a tremendous young lady, great basketball player, and also Mr. Mike Strong, who was a basketball player and also a baseball player. So, and we've got those four folks that'll be inducted Friday night here when we play Jackson County. So come on out and join us for that celebration. Okay, and I guess with that, that's why I just announced that we got a home basketball game Tuesday night. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike and I have known each other for a long, long time. We used to sit on the boat dock, into the boat dock up Cedar Hill many years ago with our lantern and catch trout. But before that, tell us about yourself, really, Mike, where you're actually from. And, you know, just let folks know who you are. They know who you are over at Volunteer State, but, you know, there was a lot of things that you were involved with in the education field before that. But how about your education yourself?
Well, it's hard for me to talk about myself, Thomas, but since you ask, I am from Jamestown. We used to have some pretty big rival with the basketball and football and all the things that y'all had.
Were you in high school when I was coaching?
I was. Yeah, I was just a kid when you were. But York Institute, of course, I graduated York Institute way on back there, and moved to Cookeville and I didn't go to Tennessee Tech. I was still in Jamestown when I drove to Tennessee Tech every day, but I got a BS degree at Tennessee Tech in business. And because I'm a plumber and electrician by trade, and I thought that I was going to go back into the plumbing and electric business when I got my business degree. Needless to say, before I graduated, I took a job with the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency and the Summer Youth Program. And I was working with dropout status offenders and all that part of the world, and I just fell in love with it, thought that was a calling, and that's why I dropped into education.
Well, I know the program you're in. Tell us exactly who you worked with and what you did.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you were out there, Susan Elkins. I mean, I can name names for the rest of our time, but Ron Chambers, of course, we lost him a couple years
ago.
But I really appreciate him. He was our drummer in our band. We have a neighborhood band, and the name of our band is Time's a Tickin'. And Ron Chambers was.
And the band is a pickin'.
We're pickin'. And they're all older than me. My wife tells me not to say that, so I shouldn't have said it then. But we enjoy it, and Mayor Luke's going to get us to come over one of these days and play for them, because our kickoff song is,
well, now,
I Don't Need Your Rocking Chairs.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to sometime or other, we have a little theater upstairs here.
Yeah.
And we would be glad to let you guys come over and have a session, practice session, a concert, whatever you want to do.
Now, we're really a crowd pleasers.
Well, okay, now you're going to bring a crowd with you?
Well, we don't have that big a following. We try to get our wives to come. But but anyway, so, I mean, that's probably too much about me.
No, it's not. You actually had a business at one time.
Well, I've had a few businesses.
With UCHRA, kind of.
Yeah, I contracted with UCHRA in career development.
Did you have a partner?
No, I really didn't have a partner, but I had some folks that worked with me. Susan Elk was
okay.
And Dwight Henry worked a little bit with me. He was the mayor at Cookeville and state rep for a while. And his wife, Naoyoka, she worked with us, but Alice sort of what turned into me, my wife. She worked with me.
And of course, Susan's a familiar name to us, who went on while she was, I guess, working days with a lot of things around here, and got her degree, after she finished her degree at Tennessee Tech, got a PhD down at Vanderbilt, and made it all the way up, senior vice president of Tennessee Tech at one time, and...
Oh, yeah.
And had a great... But now...
Chancellor now.
Yeah, and I think she is, what is it, a president of the online... South Carolina, the University of South Carolina online, I believe, her position.
It's a big job.
Yeah, and,
really big job.
Okay, and you actually traveled to, you all worked in various schools, didn't you?
Yeah, we had the career development program in quite a few counties, actually, and served a lot of students.
And I know that... The counties where the Board of Education, or they didn't have someone that wanted to necessarily teach or do it, but you would then contract with those individual schools and work with them in the program, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a great program. It was career development. So we would bring the students in, but ask them to do research, and they would choose 15 careers that they thought they might be interested in. We'd knock that down to 5 after that in-depth study. We would actually place them with someone in the community that did that, as long as there was somebody in the community. Aerospace engineer was real tough, and we had to go to Kansas City for that or something. But then we'd take them and buy them clothes, outfits, suit and ties, you know, girls with dresses and purses and all that stuff to take them out there to be with an employer. It is a career shadowing, they call it now, but we didn't have that term back then, I don't think.
I think I was that person here in Clay County at the time who was in charge of those classes, and I know it was a wonderful project that was going on. And for a number of years we had, were you still working when we did the STEP program?
Yeah.
I thought you were, our summer training that one was based on the summer learning loss, which now everybody's a big deal now. You know, after the COVID thing, everybody's trying to talk about the learning loss, and golly, that's been a long time ago when we here in the upper, you know, there's so many things here in this area that a lot of that actually, you know, they got started here, that now the rest of the world decided, hey, you know, that was something that was pretty important. And, you know, I know too, Mike, we've talked about before with, you know, all the interactive and things now with the internet and all of the classes. I know that Volunteer State does. And then, of course, Volunteer State was a part of our Exceed network at one time. And I guess that was still going on when you went over there.
Well, I brought it from what was the vocational school at the time.
Right. It started over at
the vocational. We brought the equipment over there and brought it
right. And for a number of years, you could actually, when we tie all those things together, we had a lot of folks, well, I know here in Clay County, that actually basically got a master's degree out of a little boat building we had here. They didn't have to travel to Cookeville every week. And we were doing that back in the middle to late 90s when the rest of the world was still looking at DSL or something or other.
Yeah, analog.
Yeah, analog.
Analog. And, you know, what's... important is that, I mean, there's a lot of things important, but we were actually plugged into 10 high schools in the
area
from our campus on Wendell Community Road. We moved over there in 95, summer of 95, and we moved that equipment with us because it was over at the vocational school then, which is TCAT now. But what was important about that, Thomas, that I realized later on is that that network was built out of fiber. And you know, fiber's king.
You know, that was something that, you know, a lot of folks... We've talked about it a little bit before here because I finally wound up being CEO of that thing for a few years. But, you know, we were able to, like I said, teach. An instructor could actually teach a class sitting at his desk there, or at the desk there in the classroom at Livingston, and he could have students. So we had our history teacher,
Greg Pryor.
Oh, I can't think of his name right now.
Greg Pryor.
Greg Pryor. And he taught a class from here in Salina. He came over here in the classroom, and we connected to the students down at Hermitage Springs, and also our English teacher. What was our English
teacher? Karen Howard.
Miss Karen Howard, who was actually from over in Monroe County. And I think those two instructors actually gave our students a true taste of kind of what it was like to be in a college class, because I don't think they dressed anything down when they came over here, especially Miss Howard.
She's on me a lot.
she was a taskmaster for sure. But I know, you know, that's something that we had going before the rest of the world even dreamed about it.
Well, dual enrollment's the same thing. I started with Volunteer State in 91, and nobody that I knew knew anything about dual enrollment. So I went, Wayne Brown was the principal of the Livingston Academy at that time. And I went over there and told Wayne, I said, I think we can have juniors and seniors to take college classes. He said, what? So we set that up. So we started dual enrollment. And, well, I started in late 91, so it would have been 92, somewhere in 92. Probably fall of 92, we started dual enrollment classes where the students could take our class and get high school credit and college credit.
Okay, let's stop right there. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about something along that line, aren't we, here in a minute. Right now, let's work in a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back just in a minute, because now we're going one step farther, aren't we? Or trying to, where they can actually get a degree.
Middle college. Middle college.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We can lead into that a little bit. And
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country.
Welcome back. I know, Mike, we were talking about our interactive classes, and I know that we had connection not only to Volunteer State, but we also had the connection to Tennessee Tech. Mm-hmm. And at one time, we had the ability, it didn't go over too well with the professors over there, but we had the ability to basically to connect every computer on Tennessee Tech campus. And, of course, you know how the next level of education is. They don't want us folks that are working in secondary and junior, and what it was in junior college area, to have too much access to what they have going on. But we of course, wound up with a great, great cooperation between with all the schools in this area. We had, you know, all the high schools, and we had great, you know, this was something I guess it was unheard of back those days. We had all the county executives from all of the counties in the Upper Cumberland and all the superintendents all on a single committee working together. And, you know, with that $1 million grant that we got through Appalachian Regional Commission, this actually did one of the greatest things ever, and that was, you know, kind of tying this Upper Cumberland together. And over the years, you know, it has become a more tight-knit, like, community of its own up here, and everybody knows about and what the Upper Cumberland is and how advanced, especially how our phone company is. We now have basically fiber run to every home in this whole area up here that wants it. And of course, and one thing that kind of cuts back on some of the grants we're eligible for, because we've already done what most of the folks are now trying to get done. But, you know, this is something that we took and ran with, and we were too far ahead of ourselves sometimes on things.
A lot of people are at times, but you're exactly right. You know, of course, we get to see it from a little bit different viewpoints than, you know, what normally folks would see, because we work with all the counties. We work with all the county executives and superintendents, directors of schools. So we get to see that and the way that everyone is so cordial and so working together. You know, it don't matter if it's Clay County or Pika County or Pinchas County. It don't matter. We're all in this thing together, and it's amazing. Across the nation, I know, and across the state, I've heard it more times than I could ever count, is that we wish we had what y'all had. You know, everybody working together. Just think about it. If everybody works together, you know,
I mean, there's no limit to what you can get done.
There's no limit. And one thing was that, you know, with that dual enrollment and getting that thing off the ground for our students. And now we're looking at the next step, and we call it middle college. And so if this works out, we're going to do this in Cookeville in the fall with Cookeville High, Monterey, and Baxter. But we're also going to try to do it in Livingston. It's called middle college. And it's simply that the students come to us instead of going to the high school, their junior year, their senior year. They take the classes that we have, and when they graduate us with an associate of science degree, they'll also be graduating high school.
You know, and I can remember all the way back, Mike, to I guess the early 70s, when we asked the first dual enrollment that anyone had ever heard of, and that was that Tennessee Tech then, if you, you know, got a class organized, they would send an instructor over here for high school students. And I know probably about 73, 4, 5, somewhere along in there, that we actually got started with dual enrollment with, you know. But But with the, you know, the advances in technology, you know, now we have students that graduate from high school through our online stuff that have as many as anywhere from between 40 and 50 credit hours of college work finished by the time.
60 graduates us.
And, of course, now with what you're going to talk to us a little bit about another program that you're working on right now.
Well, Thomas, if, you know, if I could go through all the stuff that I'm thinking about, I mean, it would take all day, and I know you're...
Well, we've got plenty of time. Just right in on me.
No, you're listening. don't listen to me all day, but I do want to talk about a few things, you know, since I so strategically got you off of talking about me. I want to talk about our nursing program. And let me go back just a little bit. When I was working for the TCAT as student services coordinator back in 91, early 91, Ralph Robbins hired me to do that. And I wasn't there even probably 10 months. Matter of fact, I probably started, I was in 91, 10 months. But anyway, he asked me to go to Ball State. He said, go down to Ball State. He said, they're going to do something up here because Ball State started in 71. And they actually had all these counties. They had 12 counties at the time because the state drew that all out.
Right.
So Ball State was this area, and then Roan State, Spencer's County, and goes east, and then Motlow takes up White County and goes south. And, of course, we're the northern side. But anyway, he sent me down there, and I sat there and talked to Al Ramers, the president, some of them at the time. And they got finished talking because I'm just a kid, and they got finished talking, and they said, Dr. Ramer said, he said, now, Mr. Fowl, and that's the way he talked. He said, now, Mr. Fowl, he said, you go out that door right there, and you go down two doors, and on the left is human resources. You go in there and fill out your paperwork. Of course, went out that door, and I called Ralph. I said, Ralph, what? I said, I think they're hiring me. He said, what? I think they're hiring me. Ramer told me to go down here and fill out some paperwork for HR. He said, stay right there. He hung up on me. Of course, he called, and I got it all worked out, but he gave me the choice. He said, do you want to try to, you know, head this up and see what we can do with Ball State up here and see if we can make anything work with it? Or, you know, you can stay with me. And so I like the challenge, and I thought it would be a big challenge. So he opened that room that day. He said, when I decided to do that, we went down the hall. I'd never been in that room, and he said, he pointed to this door. We stand at this door, and he said, now right above this door, we're going to put a sign that says Volunteer State Community College. He said, this is your office. And he opened that door while he was looking at me, of course. It was a broom closet. It had old mops and brooms and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, that's going back. But I went back there to tell you this, that I was there probably two or three years, about 3 years before we got our, well, I was there 4 years before we got our own facility on Wendell Community Road.
Right.
Don't let me talk too much, but I wanted to say that to say that the LPN at the TCAT,
right,
they were in my office all the time. They get break, they come to my office. We need an RN program. And if I'd have thrown my catalog in the floor at that time, it would have opened up to the RN program because we had, Ball State had an RN program,
right,
but it was with TSU, Tennessee State University. And so they get Gen Ed with us, and then they go on over to Tennessee State University. But that's why I wanted to go back that far. Let's say the LPNs really, really, really wanted that RN program because they wanted to take their LPN on up to RN.
And I'm going to interject something there that, you know, during this period of time, if you weren't in education between the high school and secondary education, there was an extreme territorial jealousy at that time, and it was like, Mike, it was hard to get things done because certain major colleges had certain programs that were like some of these things. I think maybe some of even come as far as East Tennessee State or something or other that came in here. But the things that we did with our Exceed and all the other things, kind of it brought everybody together. And I know now I'm sure that so-called separatist jealousy will always apply a little bit, but it is basically gone away now.
There's
so much more better and more cooperation between the four-year colleges and the two-year. It used to be a big problem just to get your credits converted over. But don't go get back to what you were
talking about. We could go into all that, but it's Tennessee Tech has always been, you know, our big brother,
right,
if you want to look at it that way. And So we had a program where you could get a diploma from what is now TCAT, Tennessee College of Flight Technology. But you get a diploma from them, you come to us, we give you 30 college credits for it. Then you take 30 college credits with us, you go on Tennessee Tech with 60 college credits and do 60 there. You know, we had that back in the day. We're trying to get that back. But on the nursing part...
Yeah, that's the big part. Right?
I know. And this is a 25-year story, but I'm going to do it in, probably try to do it in two minutes or less. But it's a 25-year story, really, because you don't know, and I don't mind begging for things. not for me, but begging for things for the college, because I've always wanted the Livingston campus to be the health training facility of the Upper Cumberlands. And I'll tell you why. I call it the 100-mile lockout. If our folks that live in Overton County, Pickett County, James, Finch County, you know, Cookeville, the whole deal, Salina, all of it, anybody that lives in this area, and I'm averaging, has to drive 100 miles in one direction to get a two-year associate's degree in a health program like respiratory care, radiology, you know, physical therapy assistant, you just name it. And two-year nursing was one of the same. But
every one of us are about 40, 50 miles from Cookeville.
I know. Well, Cookeville don't even have it. They didn't have it. You got a private organization down there called Fortis. It was MedVance and Cumberland School of Technology, and as years gone past. But that's the only thing that you have to get those degrees, and they're really expensive. You know, there's some good folks there. But our nursing, finally, I'll just make this, bring it on up to now. We have an RN program. That's registered nurse. Yes, it is. And it's a two-year program. We call it a two-year program. And you take the state test when you graduate, just like you would if you did a four-year nursing program. You take the same state test. An RN is an RN that is a person that has passed the NCLEX.
Right.
Okay. And our pass rates are, we've had four classes, our pass rates on the NCLEX, 100% in 2020. Think about that. We had 97% in 23. So our pass rates on that NCLEX is really, really high.
And that thing ain't easy.
Oh, no, it's not easy, but I'll tell you what makes it easy. What makes it seem easier is that we have a tremendous, and I can't brag on him enough, Dr. Will Hall, man, I hope he stays with us for a long, long time, and I believe he will, but he's an exceptional instructor. And we have Jamie Maxfield, and we have Melissa Nord, and as teachers, and they're just a team. They work together. And I've got a sign up on my, right above my library, a big old sign when you walk in the front door, says, every student matters most. And Dr. Will and Jamie and Melissa, they saw that, and they treat every student that way. They're going to get you through that nursing program.
Okay, now tell us about getting in that program.
Well, we're taking applications now. We take applications from December the 1st to April the 1st, but you don't want to wait till April the 1st. But to be eligible to apply to the program, this is where some folks get hung up. So if you've got any listeners out there or any listeners that know anyone that wants to get into a health program, send them to us today, because you have to be qualified to actually apply to these particular health programs. And that means that there's some general education that you have to do. For instance, in nursing, you need to be out of anatomy 1. You need to be out of anatomy 2, microbiology, ethics, psychology. There's just some classes that you have to do before you get into the nursing program, and you want to start now.
And all those are connected to being a nurse and general knowledge of...
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
You know, that's nothing. A whole lot of folks don't have a whole lot of it, just general knowledge. Michael, let's take a little short break.
Okay.
And I know you got some more notes over there, and we still got some time left. But before we do that, we've only got a couple of names for a birthday today. We've got Miss Joanna Roten and Mr. Sherman Brown. And best I remember, Mr. Sherman Brown, I think he's about to turn 80. He's a little bit older than I am, a few months. But one of those will be receiving our tremendous birthday prize today, which you go over by the Clay County Chamber and pick up. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information, 931-243-3139.
Welcome back. Excuse me. But, Mike, well, have we got the nursing pretty well covered?
No, I've got some more important things
all right
about that.
Continue.
Well, here's the thing. Our nursing program, and let's be specific, registered nurse, two-year program, fully approved by the Tennessee Board of Nursing. We're also accredited by the Accreditation Commission for Education in Nursing, and that's a big deal. I mean, that's a really big deal. It took us probably 2.5 years to even get that. We just got it back it's been about a year or so ago. But anyway, that's a really big deal. I wanted to say that. And of course, like I said, if anyone of your listeners or any of your listeners that know of anyone that wants to be in a health-related program, like nursing, respiratory care, physical therapy assistant, radiology, all those things, please come and see us now, because there are preparations that you need to be working on now so that you can get into the program. And we only take applications once a year in those programs, so if you miss that window, you see, you have to wait a whole another year.
Okay, and that thing, how many students per year, you know, per session do you have?
Well, we're doing 24 in the nursing, but we can, we've also got some slots that we set aside for the LPNs. So if you're an LPN now, then
you want to go on.
Yeah, we're going to give you a semester's credit for the LPN and go from there, so that you can take your LPN on up to RN. You know, the money's a little bit different out there if you look at the scale between LPN and RN. So it's well worth your time. But that's, you know, with the state-of-the-art facility, I got to talk about Tim McGill and the Livingston Regional Hospital. They have given us so much for our nursing program. They've given us a building on their hospital campus to have our nursing lab. They upgraded that just a little bit back, and that took quite a few $1,000s to upgrade it. So we have state-of-the-art, you know, I hate to call them dummies, but that's kind of what they are, but they're like they're alive. they function as a live person. We even have one that gives birth. So we've got state of the art. So if you're interested in an RM program or know someone's interested, send them to Livingston, and we will sit down and have a chat.
You haven't got one of them that'll raise up and start talking, have you?
Well, when I was at the vocational school, TCAT, so I had to turn all the lights off when I left because we only had night classes when I started. Well, the nursing LPN is in the back building back there, so I'd have to go there and turn those lights out. Well, I'd have to walk through, and they had those beds and had those dummies in those beds. I promise this is true. I was walking through there by myself, of course. It was about 10 o'clock at night, walking through by myself. And as I walk by that dummy, his eyes open. I'm telling you the truth. And here I'm pretty good size, you know. And I took off this line. No, I'm just kidding about that. But his eyes open, and I mean, that spooked the far out of me. So I got those lights turned out, and I was out the door as quick as I could. So they may have been alive. But that's what I wanted to tell you about the nursing. I can't, you know, and people's going to get mad at me if I brag on it too much, but I can't help but bragging on it too much because of Dr. Hall and Jamie and Melissa and all those folks that are part of it, Tim McGill and all they've done for us over at the hospital. It's just been amazing. Took 25 years to get it, but I don't care.
Well, you know, we
paid for 25 years and finally we got it. And I'm so happy that
Well, you know, hard things take a few minutes and the impossible just a little longer.
That's a big one. So now I'm looking for space. I need about 2,200 square feet, maybe 24. But it has to be two separate rooms so that we can get the respiratory care up here. And that will be the next one if we can get the space. And I thought I had it, but anyway, respiratory care, we need about 2,200 feet. Like a classroom and lab has to be separated, so that's why we need two rooms.
Yeah.
You know. But that'd be the next one, and then the, you know, physical therapy assistant, all those. So I'm going to continue to beg our powers that be down in Gallatin to help us pull these programs into the Upper Cumberland because we need them so desperately.
Okay. I tell you what, let's take a little short break. We'll work in a few more commercials and let you gather up. The next thing, I think there's another program of interest that I don't think it's already come to fruition yet, but not sure about that. But and that is a middle college degree. We'll be back just in a few minutes, and then we'll continue on till this little bug in my ears tells you to say it's time for you to get off. We'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. A date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Okay, now I've got a question for you on the athletic side. I know there's no such thing as athletic teams at Volunteer State, but if there was a big, like, 6'7" whiz enrolled in Ball State in Livingston, would he be eligible to play on the basketball team down in Gallatin?
Yeah, they're always looking for talent. We have some teams, you know, in Gallatin that's ran out of Gallatin. As a matter of fact, I've tried to get Bobby to bring the basketball team up and have an exhibition at Livingston Academy as a fundraiser or something like that. He hadn't got to do it yet. He had some things he had to work out, but he said he will, so I'm hopeful for that one of these days. He'll bring a team up and we can go out. He said this would be fun, you know, and it'd be a fundraiser for maybe nursing or maybe something.
That's kind of what I was, you know, if students enrolled in off-campus classes, if they are eligible to participate in things in the on-campus things.
You have your very own Cherokee.
Right, okay.
Now, she's going to Gallatin and doing things.
Yeah.
And, of course, she went to school with us first. So, you know Cherokee yet?
Very well.
I bet
I bet she's going to be a big part of our Lola Jean Dillon show.
Everybody here, I'd say, knows her. But we have some other things too, Thomas. Don't let me keep you too long. But I did want to do a shout out about cyber defense, because we have a state of the art cyber defense lab. Greg Burgess, he's been with us for quite a while. He teaches the computer classes, and so we have programming, networking, cyber defense. So anyone that's interested in that kind of thing, and there's big money in it.
Absolutely,
there's big money in it. So if you have any interest in working with a computer, working on computers, not taking them down and putting them back together, but doing the hacking and whatever they do back there.
Well, are they getting credit for the class that Robbie Strong is teaching over here in Greenmore? Is that just a local thing we have here?
Well, that's through the high school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I'm hoping things like that will lead into us. And of course, we're trying to make those connections now, so that we can work with the high schools more than we've been doing on this particular piece of, you know, the CITC, which is...
I know, he is starting at the level where he hands them a box full of parts.
Well, now, he's working on them. He's building them up.
Yeah.
He's liable to send out one of those Mike Dale, you know, started building computers in his basement.
Yeah.
And now it's Dale Computers, and everybody's got one. I'm probably looking at one right now. But another thing, too, that people don't realize is the mechatronics. Mechatronics is, they're doing engineer's work. If you had an engineering degree, you could be doing some of this work that the mechatronics students get. Now, that's at our Cookeville campus. We have two campuses here, we call
right.
it. And we're trying, you know, so they put me over the Cookeville campus and I'm over the Livingston campus, but I'm trying to tie these two campuses together and call it the Upper Cumberland so that we can be Ball State Upper Cumberland and not try to be separated out where, you know, we have that natural competition of competing against one another. That should never happen because we're Volunteer State. But we have mechatronics over there, a great program. Tim Dean, he runs a great program, and the folks that come out of that are going to work, you know, and they're doing some big bucks on that one. But mechatronics, now let me say this, if I got time, about we started the class in Salina over at the K-8. Tuesday night, and it's phlebotomy. And we have about 10 or 12 enrolled in phlebotomy. It's a 12-week program, Tuesday and Thursday night. And they're going to come out and have their certificate and all. And we'll probably do that more. We just started it this time.
Well, exactly what is that?
Well, it's a lot of times people don't like it when they come into a doctor's office or something and they say, well, we're going to have to take your blood. And they don't take it out of that little freaking finger, you know, or your freaking thing. They get it in the vein. And so they're a phlebotomist, and they take they draw blood, things of that nature.
I had one ask me a question, not just yesterday. They were going to do a little pricking and taking some blood, and they said, Mr. Watson, let me know if this hurts. I said, what if I hit you?
My Aunt Eulis did hit. She hit the doctor right square in the nose. I promise you that's the truth. She's about 75. She hit him in the nose.
But
she weighed about 350 pounds.
But you know, I guess the day of the one nurse in the doctor's office, like, you know, when we had, well, Dr. Champ Clark here, he had his nurse there, then you had to do basically everything in there. And now everything is becoming more specialized. You know, any time you go see anyone in the medical field, you'll have a doctor's name up there, and you may see three or four folks before you even get a look at the doctor. But man, most of them also have a medical degree of some kind, and are doctors.
Yeah.
But it's getting me really, really, really specialized. Everything you do, you need a specialist to do it, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, we've got a program. We haven't done a fundraiser at the Volunteer State since 2016, when we used to have the volleyball, and Bud and Julie Bishop always headed that up. We raised a lot of money on that, but we're having one this year because we were fortunate enough to get some foundation money, and it's so we had a pile, and we don't want to deplete that. You know, we've already used probably about $20,000 of it, and for good cause. In our dual enrollment program, the high school students can get 5 Ball State classes for free. Well, then they can get 5 more, but they were having to pay some for those. But what we're doing with this foundation money is we're paying for them, so we're covering everything that they can't cover through that. Plus, we're also using it for different things. We bought a mannequin the other day for our paramedic program. I think it was $80,000. But having this foundation, we call it the Percumberland Foundation. We're having a gala, Hearts and Minds, we call it, and it's February the 10th. But here's the sad part. We're sold out. We all got together because everyone was out, you know, getting sponsors and all, and so we came together to add up our sponsorships and our seats, and we were way over. which is a good thing, but...
Got to bring out the folding chairs.
Well, you know, the space is so little. But
yeah.
I'd hate to buy a ticket and have to sit in the folding chair. you may have to. We're trying to get it figured out, but I had turned down some ladies just this morning that wanted 2 tickets each. And so we're going to have this again. We're going to get a larger venue next time. We're doing it on our campus in Cookeville.
Well, you could tell they can reserve their spot in next year.
Yeah, well, I didn't think they'll, man. But that's something. But, you know, and I already mentioned that we were looking for space. And Dr. Young over at the chamber, he's trying to help me out with finding some space so that we can actually bring the respiratory program up to this area. And we were hopeful that we'd have that in Salina. And I think that'd be a big plus for Salina and Clay County is to, you know, if we get a program like that, and then the things that's built around that program is the general education classes, which are anatomy and physiology, things of that nature. You know, you're going to have your Englishes and stuff. But, you know, it could build up from there if we could find the space. And that would be great. Dr. Young is always at me. You got to bring some classes over Clay County. Well, okay. Hey, Dr. Young, if you can listen to this or if you can hear this or when I stop and see you in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about the phlebotomy class that we have brought to Salina. And it started, it's a go, and everybody seems to be really happy right now.
Well, you know, I know with the dual credit classes, you know, one of the things, you know, a lot of high school students, and it's not like it was at one time, they were afraid of the college teachers, you know, that they'd heard the stories of all the grades and all this kind of thing. And one of the things I used to tell them, I said, guys, if you take it off campus, you know, teachers kind of look at the competitiveness of a class. And the best students get an A, the next best students in that class get a B, and the next down through that. I mean, I you know, that kind of can't the standards with it. And, of course, it's all based on grades and everything, but I said, look around you. When you come into a class here, at an off-campus class here at Solana, you're competing with about 12 or 15 students instead of about 1,000 or so that are taking them on campus. And they know who you are, and they know more about you. I said, you know, you have that personal connection if you take an off-campus class.
That's the thing. You nailed it right there. You nailed it. People would say, oh, it's community college, you know, it's easier, you can do better there. That's true, but it's not because we water the things down
right
to make it easier. It's because what you said. Our faculty want you to be a successful student, and so they present it in a way that it seems easier. You know, I'll put our anatomy students up against anybody in the country on knowledge when they leave the class. And I'd do it, and I'd put your money on it, because I know how our faculty are, and every student matters most, and so they've got that ingrained in their head because they see that note every day, and they're good folks. Teach, I don't know how you say that, but the heart that our faculty have towards students and public in general, you can't teach that. They come with it. They have that natural desire to help folks and to help students and to work with you any way they possibly can. I know Dr. Shinde, she'll be there all hours and at home and everywhere working with her students to try to get them to understand the things that they need to understand. So it seems easier, but it's not. You have the same knowledge or more knowledge, really, than if you're sitting in a classroom of 300.
Yeah.
You know, you get it or you don't get it.
Right. But, you know, that personal identification between student and teacher, there is nothing in the world like that.
Oh, Mr. Pryor, he'll tell you, he's our history teacher. He was my first hire, and he's still with us. And
is he working in Cookeville now? Or?
No. He goes to Cookeville. Yeah, he does. But he's in Livingston most of the time. But he's also our chair, our social science chair.
One of my favorites, of course, my office was just across from the classroom over there, and of course I was a former history teacher also, and I got to sit and listen to them, and I know he was tremendous, a great instructor, and I think his schedule was he would teach at Solana to Hermity Springs for a while, then he'd go to Hermity Springs and teach back to Solana.
Oh,
we
talk about that. We still, of course, he's a historian, and he loves the students, and he does. He's just amazing. He's great. But I can say that, you know, so that I don't blow his head up, I can say that about all of them.
He'll ask for a raise or something.
Oh, he said that. I said, would a raise help the morale? He said, yeah, it's working.
You said morale, not morals, now, didn't you?
Yeah, morale, not morals.
Well, we have just about run out of time here today, and I know you have presented some useful, very useful information, and we still didn't get to talk about the middle college degree. We're going to have to come back and do that.
We will, because I talked to Diane about it.
We'll get that going and know for sure it's going to happen.
Yeah, and it'll take a while to get it off the ground. But can I say this? I'd like to invite everyone out on April the 3rd from 12 to 2 to our campus in Livingston. The nursing program is putting on a to-do. It's the Fostering Healthy Nurses Well-Being and a Career Fair, and they're really wanting this to be really big, because we're inviting the graduates, the previous graduates that we had, you know, we're inviting them in, and so they're really working on this to make it a really nice day, and it's 12 to 2 on April the 3rd, so if anybody can come out, that'd just be great.
Hey, you want to select the birthday winner? Have you got a coin in your pocket? Just reach in there and pull one.
I never have any money.
You don't have a coin?
I had one when I went to the Dairy Queen to get a cup of coffee.
we've got a couple of names here, and if you'd have pulled it out, what do you think it would have been? Don't be looking over here now. What would it have been?
If I'd have pulled it out?
It would have been a head or a tail.
Oh, it's been a head.
Okay. That means Mr. Sherman Brown. Now, sometimes I go with numbers,
yeah.
Or sometimes I've got a bunch of little tab the paper and we'll pull one of them out. And if I've had a couple, three times, I would say, would you give me a number between 1 and 8? 11.
That happens a lot, isn't it?
But, hey, with that, I guess it's time we shut the doors here and get everything put back in its proper place. And, you know, tell everyone that we really enjoy having you here and hope you join us again next Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock. I want to remind everyone that there will be a rebroadcast this evening, and it'll probably be on 102.7 at 6 o'clock tonight. If you want to listen to it again or tell some of your friends and they want to, Mike, tell them, let them know just how great an interview you were and tell them to tune you in this evening. But with that, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully next week we'll be back on 101.5. But until then, good day, Clay County, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Jones.
All right, thank you.